Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 10, Ram's Terrible Discovery. Scene 3. Lakshman's turn to instruct Ram on controlling anger. Lakshman grabbed hold of Ram's arm and stopped him from releasing his arrow. With palms joined, he spoke gently to the infuriated Ram. My dear brother, you have always been dedicated to the good of all beings. Do not abandon your nature today. Do not be swayed by anger, O Ram. You should not destroy the worlds for the offense of only one person. Lords of this world are always just in their punishments. Therefore, display your forbearance, for it is as deep as that of the earth itself. Be calm and consider the situation with care. Lakshman pointed out that they could see only the footprints of a single Rakshasa. It appeared that someone had fought against the demon, probably to protect Sita. Whoever had abducted Sita was obviously possessed of great power. Perhaps no one was able to prevent the kidnapping. After all, who would approve of the destruction or kidnapping of Ram's spouse? The gods and Gandharvas, the rivers, seas, mountains, and indeed all living beings were not capable of giving an offense to Ram. Ram felt slightly pacified as Lakshman continued. Let us seek out the assistance of the great sages. With me by your side, we shall search the whole earth with all its mountains and forests. If we still do not find Sita, we shall go to the depths of the ocean and up to the realms of the gods. O Ram, we shall not rest until we find your beloved. Lakshman suggested that if they still did not find Sita, then Ram could let loose his venomous missiles upon all the worlds. But first, he should control his anger and seek his wife through peaceful means. Otherwise, what kind of an example would he set for the whole world? If the earth's ruler immediately resorted to violence when under duress, then what would ordinary men do? Could they be expected to exercise any control when in distress? In this world, calamities visit everyone in due course of time, but then again they disappear. Happiness and distress follow one another in swift succession. One should not give way to either. Even the gods were subject to suffering. One should neither rejoice nor grieve for material things. Rather, with a peaceful mind, one should carry out his or her own duties. This was the path to everlasting happiness. Lakshman looked into Ram's eyes. O Ram, you have often instructed me in this way. Indeed, who can teach you, even if he be Brihaspati himself? I am only trying now to awaken your own intelligence, which has been dulled by grief. My dear brother, people like you do not give way to grief, even when faced with the gravest perils. Therefore, spare the worlds. Seek out only the sinful adversary who has stolen Sita. Ram put down his bow and replaced his arrow in its quiver. He was moved by his brother's beautiful, worldly advice. Controlling his anger, he thanked Lakshman and asked him what they should do next. Where should they begin to look for Sita?